For sure, Sami Maria. Bez Hashem, this man learned the sugya of Shio, Hazara, Atmana, and Bishul, Perakir of Perak Nartanian. And like we thought of any man, the goal of the Chabura is to learn the sugyas more bekitzer, we focus on Torah Shulchan Aruch and Noisa Kalim. It's advisable, like all halachas, especially by the sugya of Bishul, to get your one sefer to bring it down practically to Lachla Maiso. Whether it's an even sefer Shmir Shabbat Vilchotzai, Urcha Shabbat Zagahena, wonderful Svarim, whether it's an English sefer, Simcha Bonim, or Vibiat, or Falt, little terrific Svarim, bring it down practically. To Mechazik Oilam, we give test Berach every month, which Oilam takes over here. On the test, the Mechayiv is, you have to know the page of the Shulchan Aruch. That means the test is Torah Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, the Taz, the Mor Avraham, the Mishneh Berurah, with the Bi'alacha Sha'aretzion. A Talmud Chacham has to know the page over here. To Maktim the Sugya of Shir and Chazara, we have two blad over here. It's very didactic, the numerous nuances, how to apply these halachas over here. The Prima Godim in the Sefer, Rosh Yosef, he starts off Parakiro, you should know, Dinishia Vatmola Kahor Matkluim Besairo. He quotes the Mishnah Chagiga, that's like a mountain attached by a here. That is very dakisic, the sigil here. On the Makara sheet, I brought down the question Chaim Kieski asked, the Aldusai, the Chaznish, what's a Parak Achiko Shobashas? What's the hardest parak in Shas? And the Chaznish answered back, Parak Kiro. That's the hardest one. It starts with the Shir and Chazara, it goes to Bishul, afterwards with Moksa, and ends up with the Sugil of Binyan. The tough parak over here. So come, it's very tough. It's Karim Tulim Basairo. Yet the Mishigruan is Akdomah to the Chavetz Chaim of the Mishigruan Chele Gimel. He says first the Klal, that everyone knows, it's not possible to be Shoyim Shabbos Kiroi, Apin Yaras Dvash, unless you go to the Alochas. Otherwise, the body can make mistakes. He brings down numerous examples, and he ends off Uber Prat, Binin Bishul Shia Vatmono. Why Hilzer Abbasi Ma'id, Babel Chukai Didim Legen Lemaiso. Certainly, a person has to learn the Alochas of Shia Chazar Atmono, otherwise, Elita Mechshel, you make mistakes over here. So it's hard, it's statistic, but something you have to learn well to bring it down to be practical Alochas Lemaiso. The sugya of Shia means to leave. You're leaving on an open flame over here. And the question is, what is the Isser of Shia leaving an open flame on Erev Shabbos? Now, you could say that we do something on Erev Shabbos, and it gets cooked on Shabbos. So maybe there's an Isser of Bishul when you start the act before Shabbos. Come to the sugya of Baba Kama, Da Chabez, Machalik Sab Yechidim, Mishlokish, Eish Mishum Chitay, Eish Mishum Amoinoi. We passing like the Yechel and the Ish Mishim Chitay fires like an arrow. And therefore it's nice to be dying as if you yourself did it. Therefore the person when he leaves his food on the flame, Erev Shabbos, on Shabbos gets cooked, it's nice to be dying. So maybe you're even the Isser of Bishul. So does he do it again, Mukha Yosef? He asks this question, how in the world do you light candles Erev Shabbos? But come Shabbos, that's mitzvah to light Erev Shabbos, come Shabbos, it's the fire is going, and Ish Mishim Chitay. So in essence, how in the world you're doing an act of Avodah on Shabbos? What did you have to? How can a Maduro that you saw on Erev Shabbos? So he comes along with the Yesod and says, it's true that's a Mais Midayim, but when is a Mais Midayim being Messiachis back to you? As if you did an Erev Shabbos. And therefore he says, for example, when a person, when he shoots an arrow, what's left his hand, he can't stop it. When you start more patri, so I'll be potter for it. So Elamai must be, that's not Messiah, as if you did later on. The Tetzah happened on Shabbos. The Tetzah happened when you killed the person. But when did you do it? You did it when you shot the arrow. You did it Erev Shabbos. And then when he says a Chiddush, let that person, you shot the arrow, or you lit a Kodesh on fire, the person passed away. And then the fire went and burned things down. He says, the mace is potter from things. But since the Messiah is back to you from the act when you lit it, therefore you're chayiv for your moment, for what you did that happened afterwards, even though you died. And if you get a chos, you have to pay back after the misa, because when did you do it? Beforehand. When you lit the fire, that's when the act happened. You lit the candle, that's what happened. According to Mukhi Yosef, the reason why you light a candle on Shabbos, because the fire that gets burnt on Shabbos, when do you do it? Erev Shabbos. That's one way to answer the question, why it's not to rise off. The Achronim have another way of saying it. There's a Samsayfa, Beis Meish, Shua Shakim, and others. even Eskapanu Yisim, why did he come onto this Yisrael over here? They point out Miyuchad Shabbos, the Kadosh Baruch Hu did not mind the act to happen. A guy can do it, it can happen by itself. We don't pass in any Yisrael Shishat Kalim. We don't mind it to happen, we don't want you to go do it. The Kavro. That means the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants for you, the person, to shove us. Nuchta Nefes, Nuchta to rest. So you come Shabbos, you're resting, and Kalim can do whatever they want. Amil and Ochid only did it about it. We don't mind going to go do it. So the fact over here that's happening on Shabbos, even when I say you're doing it on Shabbos, you're better resting over here. The Mechaif on Shabbos and Kadosh Baruch Hu want you to rest. Let it happen on Shabbos. You're doing it on Shabbos. But since you're better resting over here, there's no Mechaif, it's not the Issa on Shabbos. So if I didn't get to the Sukh of Shia, there's no Issa to Raisa, whether it's not the Sukh, the Sukh of Mukhi Yosef, because Messiah asked you back to the Erev Shabbos, whether you said that Chorinim is Messiah back to you even on Shabbos, the circle of you being Shabbos. That's why it's not the Raisa. Elamai, we're left with Issa the Rabbonim. What's Issa? Rashi, the Mishnah of Flam Vavon Bey says, Mitzah the Sukh of Shem Yechato Megacholim, throws in the idea of Moisef Hevel. Tanya says, even afterwards of Moisef Hevel, Shem Yechato. Losh of the Rambam also, he says, the idea of Shem Yechato Megacholim, you might come to stoke the flames. Now, there is one time, the Rashi brings down a second Yitzhak over here. There is another reason the Rashi brings down in Beis Shammai, it's on the circular of Mechzik Mevashel. Now they point out, we will not bring down the idea of Mechzik Mevashel by the Sugi of Shia, only by the Sugi of Chazara. And then Kamal Etzlach, that some Sefer wants to tie in on them, Rashi Mechzik Mevashel in Beis Shammai L'Shitosoi. Because Beis Shammai Shita Daf Yitzayin on Beis is in any act that starts before Shabbos and happens on Shabbos, you have an Isser. That means Mishnah says, can be sure in Dioi, Mishnah says, cannot start the Mishnah before Shabbos, that happens on Shabbos. The Gemara gets involved with what the reason is. One man, the Yom Wars, Tanei, Keshvishas, Kalim, and Dindar Aiso. The Gemara has a problem, so how do you light Neris? He wants to get the Mafki and Neris before Shabbos. But it comes out according to the Ram, according to Beis Shammai Shito, there is an Issa start Melacha on Erev Shabbos, that happens on Shabbos. So in Beis Shammai, you might have a Sora or Mestik of Avashal. Otherwise, we do not see any real halacha by the Sugi of Shehiyo, the idea of Mechzik Mevashel. Only the Issim would have the Sugi of Shem Yechato might come to stoke the flames. We'll get to the Sugi of Chazaro, then it'll come along and be most of the Svara of Mechzik Mevashel. When the Geir Shehiyo will never bring down this Yisrael. That means first, Aleph, the idea of Shehiyo is not deraiso. Beis, we have an Issim, there are both inside the Sugi of Shem Yechato. Now the question is, once you have an Issim of Shem Yechato, what's the problem with that? So you stoke the flame. What malacha are we worried about over here? The simple understanding is that when you make the fire bigger, therefore makes your food cook quicker, and therefore v'nichlas agav bishul. One lamp test malachas is the issa being mavashul food on Shabbos. Therefore it says archa shulchan shem yechata. The issa is why misad the sugya of a bishul. Look in the shvishah of Shabbos or the bris oilam. They put it under the parameters of bishul. They point out not that simple. Say the issa misad the sugya of a bishul. First, if a person has a food that's cooked Michael ben Asoy, and you want to cook it further, more than that, are you even Issa deraiso? So we'll get to the Bialochan Simish in Yechas and Sevdal, Big Dam Achliks among the Rishainim. The Rabbam Shita is, once a Michael ben Asoy, afterwards you're not even Issa Bishlam deraiso. The Rabbonim ben Asoy is deraiso. According to the Rabbam, what's the case of Amishnah? Amishnah Golik Echom, a case of Garf and Kotum, and they were discussing after Michael ben Asoy. So we're discussing a case of after Michael ben Asoy, a sugya of Shehi over here, that we have to come home to do an act of Garf HaKotum. After Michael ben Asoy, there's no Issa of Bishul Daraiso. So why is Chazal making Gzeira Shem Yechato after a case of after Michael ben Asoy, where the Bishul is anyways not Daraiso, it's like Gzeira and Gzeira? Why come home to ask a Shem Yechato over here? That's what we're going to have a kasha. How can you say Yisrael be able to tell a sugya of Bishul? They even say that what's the Issa? When you stoke a flame, you make it bigger. The malacha we're discussing is Havara of making a flame bigger. The malacha deraisa Shem Yechatz Atz Havara Shaboy. They would have mean on Nochasvara or the Ikasvara, which is on the Sukkim Havara. Fine, it's our Havara Shulchan. He doesn't. Now, there's another, a third option, the Prim Gadim in Rosh Yosef in the Sugya. He wants to read the Rambam. He says, "Gzeir over here means the sugya of mukso. You stoke the flames, the eitzim over here, you're moving mukso over here. I is a kashu mukso, we know it's a dindir abonon. So when we learned mukso barach a year ago, we brought down a masho, a pi the place of Yishonim, that since mukso is a smachta kro, has a gedu with the raiso, Kimel and Chazal make gzeir auto a sugya of mukso, and not the gedu of gzeir l'gzeir. Little gedu of the raiso, gzeir auto the raiso. Div again, what is the issue Shem Yechato? Sometimes it might be Bishul. Depends what cheat you're in. You're certainly even the issue of Abaro. And if you go to what's Mechadish the Rambam, maybe it's Nichol Sugi or Mokso. That's why we have the issue of Shem Yechato. Now, the Lacha, Avada, we're going to pass in the Rabbanon. And we'll see the Lacha, we give a klal of the Rabbanon. Give for example, the Gemara discusses Kutmo V'Hovara. When you cover something with ashes, it gets covered fully. Then the flames came out through it. The Gemara discusses the Maisa Tzmutu because it was covered. Now, what is that? Is that discussing the case of Meichel B'Desoy? Mavushu Kol Tzarkoy. Please have two pshat, the one that's discussing over here. Two options over here. Local Maisa, the Maravam is Tosim Lekulo, and we say Kot Mohova is Mutter, even when the case over here is only Meichel B'Desoy. That's still the case of Mavushu Kol Tzarkoy. Says the Prima Gadon, why is that so? Since it's a Shiloh, what challenge to give? Shalva Drabonon, we make all Drabonons. Make all Drabonons, that means we have a cloud of Drabonon, and then we're going to shake his head apply things, we'll say the cloud of Drabonon Kula. Now, when we have this Issa, Yisrael of Shia, one of the Chakirs, or Ilan Klar, is what exactly is the Issa? Is the Issa that Erev Shabbos, you have the pot over here, and the you cannot place it down on the open flame? It's Issa L'Riach. What the Yisrael is, the chiv is when it comes Shabbos, you have a chiv to remove it. Then when Moshe Dibros and Simdil Ches, he starts off, he has three options, but the two main options from discuss is there an issa to place it down Erev Shabbos? Or the din is when it's there Erev Shabbos, you have a chiv to remove it. L'moshe, let's say it happened by itself. The pot cuts the fire by itself, when a kot put there, a goy put there, a koyf, a monkey put it down. When it comes Shabbos, your pot was put down by a monkey on top of a flame. Do you have a chiv to remove it? So Sharm points out, we'll get to Bialocha at the end of the simon. It sounds like the Bialocha, the chiv over here is Isleniach. You can't place it down. Once it's there, you have no chiv to remove it. Sounds that way for the words of the Mishnah. Lohita, don't place it there, Erev Shabbos. But once it's there, then you have no chiv to remove. Come along the Chaz Nish over there, he says no. His words are, I feel a omen, nochri, oikoif. He writes the words of monkey. Chayiv lohoser. He's very clear, the chiv chazal is the mitzias that's there. You have to remove it. Why? Because he said the Shem Yechat is, I don't want you to stoke it. I don't care how it got there, the chash is still there. That means the question among that friend would seem to be, how the Chazal set up the gedra over here, the Issa Shio? The Issa is for you to go do it? L'yitoin? And that's the lush of all the places seem to be, L'yitoin? But no, the Issa is Shihio. Don't leave it there. And they have a yechiv to remove it over here. That's the question among that friend. Just to apply what that means. That means, let's say first a person put a pot down or a Shabbos, he plans to leave it on Shabbos. And you can feel even the Issa of Shia. And still is Erev Shabbos. So you have a chiv to remove it. So if the chiv to remove it, avad yes. But even the tzad is chiv, the Issa l'aniach, and he planned to the Issa, avad is still, the Issa is Issa l'aniach, but it's not that you left it. For example, let's say Shabbos, he took cold food and put it on top of a flame to get cooked on Shabbos. It did not get cooked yet. Avadi now put food down, and you're even this when you put the food down. Avadi the locha, you want Shabbos Abdal, you have to remove the food from the flame. Why? You have to stop it from getting cooked over here. It stops the Isser. You're also an Erev Shabbos, if you put food down and plan to leave it on Shabbos, and then you learn that locha that you made a mistake, Avadi, you remove it. It's B'tznai that it gets, that you leave it, the Shia Akbi happened over here. That's Poshit. And if the Mishabruah wants to cotton hay, Skonyo, the Mokavom says, Avadar, you put the Erev Shabbos, Avadi, you have to remove it. That's Poshit. The question is, let's say a person did Shia and Erev Shabbos, and now comes Shabbos. And you're even the Isser. For example, you left your chulm, that's not Michael ben Asai, on the open flame, it's not Garfa Kotum, it's not going to be eaten right now, and now you have a Bayah. Is there a Chiv to remove it? Now the food right now is not going to be eaten. Either it's Moksaka, you can't eat it. For Oid, we'll get the Lach of Eber Knas. But what Glees is showing you Otto Mason over here. And therefore, the food is Moksa. So let's think about it. Should we say over here that every korega is an issur shiyah over here, and therefore remove the food off, being metal to the muksa? That's very hard to do tiltul begufoy with your mouth on a pot. So the only way of being metal over here is be a daim over here. Well, no, you say shevat taiso, and let's leave the food on top of something, on the flame. I'll be over the issur shiyah korega v'rega. But my say, how can we metal to muksa? Come on, l'chura, they can argue the point. Depends where the mechayim is coming from. According to the Chanish, it's a chiv to remove it, and therefore he writes, Tzorach latziroi, afa gav shu muksa. Chanish writes this Yisrael over here, at one point, l'chura, l'chol pachos l'shitosai, that you're over the Yisrael, explain the Achrenim, korega v'rega, show what he means, but that Lumos Achrenim say, korega v'rega, you have one act of muksa versus korega v'rega, avad you remove it. We go like the Mishibur, the Yisrael l'niach, you can really argue the point and say, I already did the Yisrael. Once it's over there, maybe I should leave it over there. Voida B'Shmuel says, B'Shmuel Orbach, once I had brought on the Orchid Shabbos. Also, even the sound is correct, Varega, the Maisa, that's maybe when I did a new Maisa over here. But do a Maisa be a diamond with Metalka Muksa? Voida said the third point, Metalka Muksa, I can't. I'm an Oinus now. So maybe Chazal not making Issa over here. And therefore, Rav Karp says, forget, Shevat Taisa, I'll have to leave it over there. Maisa, it's a Shaila on Shabbos, we did an Issa Shia, I mean, Metalka Muksa, what is better? Most of them follow what the Chanish writes, black or white. Maisa, korega v'rega. Metaltalit, chiv loser, and don't worry about the sugya muksa. Take it now a step further. You had a case over here that you did a shiur on Erev Shabbos, and come Shabbos, you're over the Isser. We say the most of them say, you have to metaltalit even though you're over the Isser muksa. Let's say now on Shabbos, it comes, it was not Michael ben Nisoy, now it is Michael ben Nisoy. Now it is Michael ben Nisoy. Now, do you have to remove it? Oh no, now you have Chananya. Same with Chananya, that's Miklaiso. So now, what, you have Muksa over here? Still have a Knas over here. So now you have Muksa versus Chananya. So what's Halacha? Avada, Apisoyos will argue the point, say, now you should leave it. What's the answer? Nokshash Shemichato. We should really get involved. What is the longest of why is Chananya coming along and saying, once it's Michael Benesor, you have Nokshash Shemichato? The two svaras among the Rishonim, we're talking about the Paiskim, we have the grants, we can analyze both svaras. He starts with one reason is, why Shemi Echata Michael Ben Nisoy is Michael? Because on Erev Shabbos, it's Roy, Michael Ben Nisoy, it'll come along on Shabbos, it'll be fully cooked. Therefore, there is no chash. If that's so, you have a children to Erev Shabbos, not Michael Ben Nisoy. It comes Michael Ben Nisoy on Shabbos, up in the grass, in the Piskei Shuvos, you still have a chash Shemi Echata. And they will say the Piskei Teshuvos, you have to remove it even on Shabbos. Get back to the Chaznish. You have a Chash Shemichato, call regular even Isser, even according to the Chananya, and don't worry about the Sugya Muksa. That's one in the story of Chananya. That the Shemichato, why we make it after Michael Menesloi, because once it was Michael Menesloi, Er Shabbos, on Shabbos, it will come along to be ready to be eaten. At Tzad HaSheni, another reason, the way the Shmur brings it down, is Tzukot Laman Zayin. Different idea though. Elam says over. Because once in Michael Ben Sain Erev Shabbos, so come on Shabbos, it's edible. Once edible, I'm not worried about soaking it. That's the reason it's edible. It's not the best way edible. Only a rabba al derch, for him it's good, all of us not that great. But it's edible. There's no chash. Built upon that sphara, says Miss Elam, I heard of Gelbasai, Avada, like the Mishabruo, there's no reason to remove it on Shabbos. But can't be Matatu looks over here. Maisa, again, to come down, we have a shell. What the seed of the Isser Shia is? Is it Isser Laniach Lachim to remove? Afkamina, one they point out, but Kay puts it down. Not Afkamina, the Chiv to Masal Kav Shabbos, they get the Sugya of Muks over here. Now, you get the Sugya of Shia, we have this Isser over here. Rashi, the Mishnah, he says the words of Moshe Chavo. So, if I have to call Mishnah Lachim, yeah, it's right to be. It needs a called Mishlakim, correct? If it's called. A Kleif is no problem with Mishlakim, no. A Kleif is better than a Akim. Now, Rashi the Mishnah, we have said, against the Sugya of Shia, what was causing Betzim, his words are Mois of Hevel. The way how Mephoshim explains, says Iran, the reason why Rashi said it for, because the end of the second paragraph, end of the Sugya of Atmano, the fourth paragraph, Matoinim, the Sugya of Atmano, it must be over here, we're discussing the Sugya of Atmano. Now there's a shadow. What does that mean even in Rashi? Does Rashi mean Mamasha Tmono? That's how the Ritzel and Iri seem to understand. And they will come out of Chiddush that in the Sugi about Tmono, according to Chananya, will have a Eter Michael Bidasoi. Also come out, they'll have a Eter of Garf and Kotum. Others will say that's not really Pshan Rashi, I am Ban, I am Rashbo. My son, we shouldn't come along and disagree with Rashi. They said there are two separate Sugis, the Sugi about Tmono, per se, it's all halachas of Shabbat Chato, and that Be'ez Hashem will get back to after Shavuot Siman Reish and Zayin Sugya Tmono. But also, we're focusing on the Sugya only of Shia, the idea of Shabbat Chato, you might come to the flames when you have an open flame putting the food on Erev Shabbos. And that's how we discuss now our Sugya among how the place can go, not like Rashi, like places and other Rishayim. Now, in our Sugya of the Issa Shia, I'll come out that Be'ikir, there are seven times we won't have to worry about the Issa Shia. And what we'll do now is go through the seven times we want to apply. So this chabura, then go further next two chaburas when the issa shia does not apply. First, to mention the seven cases and then start going through them. First case, the mission starts off kasha gavova. When the case is through over here, nice no issa shia aleph. A second, the mission is mamshach. Even the case you have eitzim or gefes, when the case is gar fakotum. Now, what does it mean gar fakotum? Either according to Chachamim means when it's even the case of Michael Ben Desai. Even if you go like Chananya, we'll get a vowel in Numus Rishonim Sayyid, we'll think to Paskin, the Mechabal Lisa Loch Lamaiso. According to Chananya, what's less of Michael Ben Desai? A, come on, the Gemara has a third heter. Do we have a heter of Michael Ben Desai itself? Chananya versus Rabbon. The Gemara has to be Kashimaz, Ibbidul Ishto, and the Rishonim will grapple exactly how to Paskin. That's the third heter of Michael Ben Desai. A fourth thing, the Gemara goes on further and says, Mal Lismach Bo. Again, the Gemara has to be Toshimaz. When one of the Maisa comes out, Lukulo, also will come out, Legetus Tabachlo. We make all, we'll all have any Issa of Shia. A fifth thing, Gemara Daflam is Zion Beis, being down the Shailo of Estabak Muraloi, Estabak Muliokloi. Maybe when it's Muraloi, it'll be Mutter, maybe it's Yokloi, it's Mutter. That means first in our circuit, we have five the term, we have discussed when we apply the term over here. That means the Kash Glover is a heter. Gorf Kotum is a heter. Michael Ben Asai is a heter. When's the case of Yah Samach is Mutter? And Rala Yafloi be Mutter, those are five heter. Two more, the Gemara Dafid Chesam Beis, Kidu Chaiso, a war piece of meat over here, and Nachasugyo, a tot betit, for sure, when that person, he has the door of the oven is cemented up, also will have a heter. So again, we have these seven heter. We have to explain them, number one, all by Kiro, and afterwards by Tanner. Afterwards by Kupach, afterwards by the case of Chazara, and everything simple, we'll see how all the column down pat. The first enter, the case of Kasher Dvavo. Again, we have a Mishnah over here, black, white, Lamais and Smutter. Kasher over here is the case of Astro, Dvavo is different parts of it. Mashenke by Gefes for Eitzim, Eitzim is wood. Gefes, words of Rashi, the Mishnah is Psilis or Sumsum, the leftovers of the sesame seeds. The Losh of the Rambam is the Psalus of the Zaysim, they call in English Pete, not sure what that is. But you have these things over here that this situation will not have a heter by Gevus or Eitzim. You need to be a case of Gar for Kotum. So, first, this heter of Kashik Vavo, what is this heter? Why is it mutter for? So, the way I was brought down, the Ran, and afterwards Ashlama, and the Kolboy, Almoyed, Archus Chaim, and others, that by when you have a straw, when it's lit, it's on a fire. When it goes out the fire, there are no coals. There's nothing to stoke. Practically, what's the whole time? It's a Shemi Yechato. Fine, you have a fire over here. It goes out. There's nothing there. Since there's nothing left to stoke, what's the issue? What's the reason to answer it? That means we say, see a very important insight over here. We don't say, Loi plug, we're going to answer any flame. We're going to go look at the fuel source. If the fuel source is Eitzim, Gefes, you can't stoke, it'll be offered. Mashenke, the case of the story, kids talking the mice and smutter. Now, other shouldn't have another lotion of Mesiach Das or Gila Das or Kedaima, but mice, the way Mishmur makes down this aside, the reason why Kash Gavala is mutter is very clear. Why is that something you can't stoke? Building upon that, there are different cases. For example, let's say a person has a case of Toldos Chama. He takes his frying pan, he puts it in the sun, now it's a boiling hot frying pan, and you want to cook an egg on top of it. It's not possible to do an act of yichato on your frying pan or the sun. It can be done over here. If so, is there any issa of shia that you need a case of gar fakotum? Come on the Rashba, brought down by Kiveger, brought down by the Mishmur and Simon Shinin Ches. since it's not in the past, not in the realm of Shem Yechato, there's no Issel here. The Gertis to go look at the fuel source, and therefore no Issel Shei over here. In the case of Garfu Kotum, well, he says Mishmu Kotum Kveger, maybe in the case of Tolz, oh, be the same idea over here. No Shem Yechato over here. Take another case, people in the Chavura tell me that what they do, they put in the oven a soup, they put two tea lights over there. Tea lights. After an hour or two, tea lights go out, soup's very hot still, they take it out and they serve it. Can you stoke your tea lights? Is in the realm of being stoking over here? Up here, the smart, if you look at the fuel source, what should the problem be? It's not in the realm of stoking over here. What's this of Shia? Did we go for Kotum? Why should that be that way? Now, you could ask me a question. I know Meister Bialocha, I don't know if I saw yet. He discusses that true that Meister Kashuk involved in the Meister's Mutter, the words of the Sugi is after the straw was burnt already. Now it's only a hot oven, there's nothing to stoke. But let's say the Kashuk Vavo right now is burning, and the Yivu says the Bialocha, you put in a lot of Kashuk Vavo and takes, let's say, 20 minutes to burn. Maybe when it's still burning, you have no right to put your food there, because the flame is there right now. Agam, it's not possible to stoke, says the Bialocha. Said Agam, there's no need to stoke it. And the end of the Thorachian, the answer in the Chilik is obviously that by the straw over here, there's no need to stoke it, but you can't stoke it. You can. You can take this fire and stoke it. There's no need for it. That maybe you have a leplug Thorachian, the Bialocha. In a case where it's not possible, what? It's not there. There's no coals there anymore. What? There's nothing. There's the stoke over there. Shem Yati discussing, not Shem Yechato. That's what?
So you can
pour out some of the wax. I don't think so. I'll get that. That's really good. But again, the only sound of a shmur is something is shayach chitoy. If something is not shayach chitoy, not the realm of chitoy, then the fuel cell will not make the isir shiur. Well, that leads to basically what the Olam over here discusses, what's the get to us very practically, is our hot plates. Now, our hot plates, a plato, besim, there are two of them in the market. The common one that everyone has, something has one setting. Our certain platos have two settings. We're discussing right now, a plato has one setting, off and on. That's it. Also, we're only discussing the Gerter Sugi of Shia. The Gerter Sugi of Chazor will have its club, a different Gerter Kenzain. So the Gerter Shia, we just saw a study with Kashuk Vavo, that if it's not Shaykh to stoke it, there should be no Isser, and no Baya, or the Happy Garfa Kotum. Therefore, Uchua Ahab, like, you have to have Bigarfa Kotum, put your silver there, put a black there, you need Bigarfa Kotum. So come on, Mosorim, that few examples, this concept already in the Isser Moshe, and others, they come along and say, it's mamish kashuk vavo. Says the Shlomo Zalman, kashuk vavo you cannot stoke, you also cannot stoke. Differ, Dan Fisher, Dan Zilber, and Olatzia, and Olavosner, and Strombach, and Shmir Shabbos, and look around, there are 25 different swarm, come along and say, your hot plate, there is no problem. It's why it's nichol and kashuk vavo. You could be moisif, but it's also nichol together of gor for kotum. That's how Dan Fisher, how he brings it down. Or maybe it's nafkamin again the sugya of chazara. You could tell me it's also maybe nichol the heter of a tit nichol the heter of shark toch with tit for shark. But again, we could be having a time over here. So again, you'll have to get to maybe our nafkamin is where the heter is coming from. Bechora the certainly there's a heter nichol kashuk vavo. You look at the fuel source. Not shark to me ichato. Can stoke it over here. Bechora should be muti. You do not need a blach. Again. They do bring down the Chanish, he wants to tie the loiplug. And the Shosithkog is of Yashiv, he says, you have Ithmans on the string of loiplug. The Yashiv of Yashiv, Ila Maisa Kashig Lovo. We see, forget, there's no Ithmans of loiplug. See, Maisa, there is no Ithmans of Shia. There's nothing to stoke over here. So it says of Yashiv, answering back, or maybe the Shosithkog, that over there, there's a difference. Near the fire, it's a different type of fire, it's not possible to stoke. Here, Chashmal, you can raise it higher, lower. You made an Akimta in the Chashmal. But the you did not let it go higher or lower. But be'etzim, chashmal or fire, be'etzim, you can't stop. So what's in the chanz of chiddush, that this is a, kashuk vavo is a different type of fire. Chiddush otzim, or shtumim, brings it down, so the mindset's not in the klal yisrael that way, he wants to bring it right, it's not nechal sugi of loy pukul here, and we shown him in the last parak of Shabbos. And because it seems to be the most, that hokum klal yisrael seems to be, they get into hoplates, the reason why it's mutter, the heter of kashuk vavo, and that's how to stoke, the mindset's mutter.
So Rav Shlomo is
matrit. Yes, he is matrit.
So So you don't need a black on top of the...
For Shia. For Shia, you do not need a black, correct. But let's say... For Shia, correct, you don't need. For Shia. Not for Zoro.
Zoro.
But you said the
Rebbe
said it's not like
Kashi Kvava. No, he says it is like Kashi Kvava. The Rebbe said it is like Kashi to argue with Rabbi Yashiv. Now again, there is a second haplane in the market, which I've not seen people tell me more in America, that has a Joshua haplane. There are two settings over here. Which now really leads to the next question over here. Let's say, Nigata us, our ways of cooking things, different utensils, whether it's our oven has a higher or lower setting, our crock pot has a higher or lower setting, our stovetop has a higher or lower setting, but what are we cooking with? We're cooking either with electricity or gas. That means we have in the Mishnah that it's mutter by kash gvora, straw, and we're asking by itza gefes, by beaten wood. We're not kash, we're not gvora, we're not itza, we're not gefes. We are chashmal and gas. So what is that? On what category are our utensils that we're cooking with, on what halacha do you put it under? They were coming from this discuss. You have to realize our utensils, who are the three sources to argue why it might sense motor. One is, there's a marshak, and Shuv and Chalabay, Simenon. He wants a taino, a pil marshak. He discussed in this case of neft. Neft is really gas. He says, Chazal, what they asked, they asked. What they did not have, we said they come up to answer it. Once we see Chazal did not make a light plug, he says, right, it's from Kashi Gavava. They came up to matter it. There's no light plug. They came up to answer things. They asked the Eitz and Megefes, what right to come along to answer? Yes. Chazal never asked it. We have no more Korf and Isser. The Swarm might apply. But Chazal has to answer something. There's no Isser. We have no Korf to make up our own Xeris. He does end off Mashag, the Maiso. He's against the Panam Iris, seems to come up to answer it. And if he doesn't want to be stemming upon this, but there is one swar that's swarming down. What we're cooking with is now Chazal's cooking with. Who said we have a right to make up a Issa Shia to get to our either electricity or our gas? Aleph. A second Satyr Mekel. Sefer Dulei Tzion came out in 1940, one of the Gdali Yushalayim. I'm not sure Clark Chazdain wants to go this way. That the whole reason why in those days you have a Bayah Hashem Yechato, that what happened naturally is that the flames start flickering, they go less, and when you want to make a barbecue, everyone knows the flames go less, you blow, make it higher. That's how you dealt with the flames. Our flames don't change. That's status quo. Whether it's your stovetop or your electricity, it stays as is. There's nothing you can change it. There's no problem with things that are changing by itself that you have to deal with it. There's nothing built in. In those days, the flames changed by itself naturally, went less high and lower, and you had to deal with the fire. You had to handle the fire. Today, we can walk away, come back, the fire will be exactly the same. Nothing will change until there's nothing left. But nothing will change in the act of the flame changing higher or lower. Ka'ain. There's a law that brought as a mission that says a person cannot read from a safer by a flame. Why? Because the flame is flickering back and forth. Yabayah Shemiyato. Shemiyato. Come on, the Chabad Simon says, but our candles, they don't flicker back, but they always stay. They're wonderful, the candle are wonderful. Especially our Chashmal. Maizah Chashmal, what's going to change over here? There's no Issa of Shemiyato because things don't flicker by us. So, Ke'en, the idea of Shemiyato, we all read by Chashmal. Unless you live in Bnei Brak. And Echnam, they say, look, they come along and Reb Chaim, you learn, they had a Shem over there, or they had a Kav over there, whatever they did. But once we go to the Chabad Chaim, it says Shemiyat does not apply. We do read by Achashmal because nothing's flickering over here. Maybe the same day as Shemiyat. Our flame doesn't change. It always stays the status quo. Maybe not the reason why our electricity and our gas should not have this issue of Shemiyat.
What about leaving on the highs?
We'll get to that, Bezosha. A third story, what you make on our idea, our different utensils that we have. The Moshe Tshuva and our Chaim Chelik Elv Simon Tzadik Gimel points out that Chazal is worrying about Shemi Echato. Why are they worried about, by the case of Kashi Gvovo, that they maybe come to add straw? Why are you only worried about stoking the straw, or stoking the wood? Maybe come to add wood, come to add the straw? So we see Chazal is not worried that you might come to add the fuel, only to affect the fuel that is there right now. So instead, let's analyze it. What are we doing when we're changing the setting? We're adding gas. We're adding fuel. That's all we're doing. When we make a higher setting, we're putting in more gas, putting in more kaiches. That's adding fuel. Chazal, we see only Gezer. We point out whether the kashko is far away place or right next to you, whether it's easy or hard, we're not mechalik. Chazal only asks it to affect the fuel that's there, not to add to it. If that's so, says the Moshe, a gas electricity, what are you doing? Raising the flame is adding to it. Who says for this reason the person has the Isser, she over here? Moshe, and then my Sati Machma, that's not a Svara, both are being down this far over here. That means that three Svaras of why our utensils should not be a problem. Number one, Chazal did not ask our utensils. We don't have a light plug from our shack. The second reason that our things do not flicker, they stay in status quo. And third reason is, Chazal never asked it to add wood to it, to only ask it to affect what's there right now, the fuel source. The Maestro, there is one safer, or Yitzchak, Al Khalabez, he says it's water. You do not need to add a gore for cotton on any other utensils, no problem to get to the sugar of Shia. He says, Machmol Havi Raya Vizel Poshut. Go bring me Raya. He do, that's not many Klai Yisrael. The Maestro, the Swarm are. Yes. Kidu, that's not many Klai Yisrael. Lemaisa, the Swarm come home to be Machmer. And everyone Lemaisa does worry on their craft pot, on the stovetop, and on the oven, mitzvah, the Sugyo Shi over here. The weather, Shosin Skoki, is a question of the Yashim Shomzam. The Beatles come along and say that you want Taino, that's not the Guva Dover, it's really adding in fuel from the outside source. He said, no, the knob is part of the thing itself. And if when you change the knob over here, make it higher, you're affecting the Guf HaDover. It's not like you're adding wood or straw from somewhere else you're not worried about. Here, the thing itself is a knob. You turn the thing itself, that's nichon the get of the Guf HaDover. Okay, in the way the Chodeshanim and the Mizoma, they want to answer. Something you're welcome to go to, how you affect the flame, is nichon Isser Shem Yechato. They will come along the Swarm and say, the good forest, you have to go back and forth, understand the story, but the Maestro, we are Machmor, aren't our utensils, to have a gar for kotum. However, the Swarm are Mistarfit Lakula. The five times they bring down this concept of why maybe it can be Semich upon these forests. One is, let's say a person did Shia, and he was even Isser, and we have a Knas, we're going to Shegel to Mazit, and come Shabbos. Could we be Mekel B'dievet? Let's say, we're Machmor, because we don't know how Chazal set things up. But Maestro, maybe let's be Michael. But Rabbi Yehuda the Sefer, he brings it down in his footnote. He says, the Maestro, I don't see anyone be Mitzarfet B'dievet. The Litzian, he said, the Maestro, it's water. He says, good as far as the Machmer. But let's say a person, even if it's a Shia on Shabbos, come on Shabbos, you want to be Michael? Yes, they're good as far as the mirror. There's no chloride to answer it. And the Yehuda, he and the earth, the simple ones, we be Michael. I said, Hashani, the Iskoshim Chaim Knievsky. And they went to a Berkowitz, and Berkowitz said, the Maestro, we don't bring down these swords to Michael, but the Evid, we keep the lochas as is. And even though there's a klal of Mishibur, it's a Mishinya chest of Kotab Beis, anytime there is a place, anytime there is a Rishon will hold a loch of Maestro, somebody would not chilo. Those hold would not chilo. So that's only when you have Rishonim, who did a place that way, then will be Michael, but the Evid. Here, the Maestro Kleisel took on the chumro that our utensils have a gedda of Shia and need to be Garfa Kotum. Even with the Evid, the Maestro will come home to be Machmer. That's one, maybe, nafkamino. A second nafkamino, Moshe, what he's discussing in his tshuva, discussing the person when he covers the with garf or cotton, when he gets to the valid question, what are you covering? Are you taking off the knobs, covering the knob that's affecting the fuel source, or do you cover the heating element? Big tumult. But Moshe understands the halacha is that you have to cover the heating element. What we do is we go over to our stovetop, we cover the heating element. Do you have to also cover the knobs? Do you have to cover or just take off the knobs? Come on, Moshe says, the correct thing, the mice, is, but you don't have to worry, but sirf the sorrow, that maybe our ovens, the mice, do not need at all the act of being garfer kotum. That means the Moshe threw in this sorrow to get to why the person does not have to cover his knobs. Another makor, we see the person bringing down, a third makor. The get of pach mateches, the get of blech, a metal sheet, the big tumult among the Paiskim and Besham will get to in Sef Gimel, does it work or not? In Bnei Brak, you do not use a Pach Mateches, a sheet over here, we'll get to why, two different reasons. Maisa Moinam, Maisa does use it. Come along the Orotzian and Avozim Nashikla, and they come along the Taino, the big tumult, Reis Mikan Lekan, Maisa Klai Salas Bimekel, leave them to be Mekel, why? But Sirif, who says you need a Blech at all? They throw in the Svara, not an idea, Maybe you don't need a black bechlal on Aaron's stovetop. It's a gas over here. So we see a third time they bring down the svara. A fourth time. The idea of a plato, which mentioned before, making this form say loy plog. Look at this form say you can be making on a plato. Do not say the idea of loy plog. Why? Because my like kashi gavavo. Come on, the sisterly as be even says, but even one tiny loy plog, that's been sarif the svara, or maybe our utensils again do not need a case of garfa kotum. A fifth time to bring it down, come along the felt they bring down the save a loch of shlemo. We get to the tumul how do you pass like Hananya or the Rabbanon. Mishpura says chol pachas the chachila person passing like Rabbanon. The case over here is more than Michael ben Nesoy. The loch is in that loch called Tzarkei. Person like chachila should have a blech. Come along a felt that says hanachlehem a minig akadmoin. It's Sirif who said need a blech. Wasn't Michael ben Nesoy to leave it as is? So we see again. Again, there's the swords we have to grapple with. What is the lumnus of Shia and what's to get to our utensils? A lot of we are machmer. We see over and over the swarm who deal with the lumnus over here, they get involved 500 times. Why? B'di'evet, ukeino, why a person can't, what to be summoned upon that maybe our utensils do not need the klal of Garfakotum. So again, this is the first chapter, Kashi Glovo. Again, what comes down from the place game is number one. Built upon this, we're making hot plates. And number two, we get involved in the sugya in the gear to our cooking utensil that makes me machmer, but the svaras out there want to be Michael. The next chapter is the sugya of garf kotum. Now, garf means a case when a person removes the coals, and kotum, in the gear to person, says Rashi, we put ashes, kotum put ashes on top of the coals. So divide up the two a term over here. The case of a grifa of garf. What does that mean? To remove the coals. So come on, they're showing them around the Balamor, they bring down the Yishalmi. Yishalmi says, Shiyugav Kol Tzarkai. Kol Tzarkai. What does that mean? So it is one Malach, again, the Balamor, they're around, they say it means that you take it away inside the oven and put it to the side of the oven. It's not that you said over here that a person who might say he removes it out of the oven, he keeps it on the side of the oven. So that bring your eyes, says they're around the Balamor. Because by Kash Uglova will come along will answer it by the case of a Tanner. Why the Maisa? If there's nothing there, why come along to answer? So it must be a case over here that's in the Tanner, by the side of the Tanner. Outside by Garfakotum. Garfakotum on the side of the Tanner. Asad Shani, the words of the Rambam is that you take out it from the oven. Rabban, the Rashmo, you take it out from the oven. And if you read the words of the Mechaber, he says you take out kol gechol, take out all the coals, bush, the back, and the place can go this way, mishmur grass, you take out the coals. Not that you say you keep it in the oven and put it to the side, you take it out. I have a kasha, the case over here of a tanner. And the tanner, if you take it out, why is it it's about the case of a tanner? So either you can answer what the Rambam says is e esher metzias, not to leave it, metzias inside. Like if you ever tried by a matzah baker, you try to take out everything, it's very hot, you can't get out everything. Therefore, come on to be machmir, it's not possible to leave some embers behind. Or the way how the Ban of the Rashba they want to answer, since it's so much hevel over there, it's not Nicholas Garfakotum. Therefore, you might lead to an act of not doing Garfakotum, whether in this oven or different ovens. So, either way, you're answering, come on, the place can they go, not like the Ran and the Balamor, they go like the Rambam. And the idea of Garf means you take out all the coals from inside the oven. So again, so we have one head to it, on the circle of removing the coals from the oven. Now, but if you read Rashi in the Mishnah, Rashi is discussing that when a person has, according to Beishamai, you have a case of a tafshul, after the case of Karv, says Rashi, what is the issue according to Beishamai? He has two options. His first reason, says Rashi, is on the circle of Osi Lechitoi, Shemi Echato. So it sounds like Rashi, or Kami could be Doich Rashi, sounds like Rashi understood what is the case of Karv. It's very clear that there are coals there. You do leave it inside. It sounds like you want like you want that you put it to the side of the oven. Fine, that's Rashi Shito. Again, the local meister, we seem to go not the way. We seem to go with the head turn inside the circle of Garf, meaning remove the coals and take out all the coals. Now, once you take out all the coals, what's lumdus you say behind the head turn? So there are different stories over here. The way how the Rambam says, it's the circle being Messiah Das. Says Rabban Messiah Das from the dealing with the flame over here. That's how the Bialoch brings down the idea of Messiah Das. The second way of saying over the Balamor, the Ritva being Megaladas, they don't care about the heat over here. to the third way of second level of the Ran is a heker mimasal yidas from it. Now the question is, are there three different ideas over here, or three different ideas saying the same concept? The Ran, the Chodesh Shani wants to tie up Iker, they're saying the same idea, just discussing different aspects over here. He wants to say that really what they're saying is that you're making a heker that you have that you misalik das. You're making your misalik das by doing this pulo, and now it has to be around, still be around. I mean, the pulo is not enough to remove it. You have to still have it around this heker that you wore misalik das. It's getting the same idea, same different aspects over here. So they use the lotion of heker being misalik das, lotion around. So again, we have one idea over here, heter of Goruf. A second after the case of Ketimo, again Rashi says that means the case of taking ashes and putting it on top of the coals over here. There is another option of Gecholmo Sha'omimu that Gemara said over here, you have a case of your coals that got blackened. Meaning everyone knows if you ever make a barbecue, the coals are beginning have a reddish heat to it. Then over time it cools down, it gets blackened over here. When it gets blackened as a get of Ketimo, Lashon of the Rishonim, the Ketimo Koldim. So we have a heter of being Kotum, either covering it with the ashes, or when the coals start getting blackened over here. Again, the Lomdas, the Rishonim say the same words, either Mesiach Das, or Gila Das, or as a heck of the Mesalat Das. Again, of course, all one idea over here, to show that your Mesalat Das is dealing with the flame over here. Now the question is, what's the word Ketimah mean practically? The words of Rashi says two things. Number one, Rashi in the Mishnah, L'chasoysom, you have to cover it. And number two, it says L'tzaynom, and to cool it down. Ketimah means you cover it and you cool it down. So let's take each word. First, to cover it. You have to cover everything, parts of it. You see the flame, not see the flame. So they point out, from the Shoinu, brought down with the Paiskim, two points over here. They get to the idea of covering it. Number one, we see the idea of covering it. Come along the Ran, and what time it means all the Kecholim. You have to cover all the coals. It's not enough to sprinkle some ashes in one area and the rest be open. Brought down by the Mishmur, Kol Gecholim. However, again, come along the Mishmur, and he says, according to the Ran, method of Ramban beforehand, but still the Eish can be nicker. You can't see the flame. That means you have to cover the whole entire area, but still the flame can be coming through. That means not that you have to take the area and cover the whole area, you can't see the flames. Not the ashes have been very thick and don't see the flames. It has to be the whole area. You can do one side, the other side be open. It has to be the whole area. But the flame is coming through, sprinkling coming through, it's not a problem. That's how Be'ikin the place can go. Hagam, the Izzet, the Israel, there's a going to Mishnais. You want to have it's enough to cover half of it. Cover half of it with ashes, the other side can be open. Be'ikin the place can do not go this way. You get back to Shekel, Eliab, Mishrua, you have to cover the whole entire thing. But the longer it breaks through, that's okay. Therefore, for example, they get to your hot plate, they get to your crack pot. The lock is you have to cover the whole entire heating element. Now, where is the heating element in your crack pot? They point out it's not only the bottom, it's in the walls also. That means you have to put silver foil where? In the whole entire thing. Put the silver foil on the bottom, it's not sheer, it's not enough. On the wall, it's not enough. You do 3/4, do the bottom and most of the wall. You have to cover the whole entire heating element. The whole entire thing you have to cover over here. However, let's say you put silver foil there, it starts ripping and breaking, you have small holes inside. Come on, the Sarma say, that's fine. Mishmur says, you can still see the Eish over here. Has to be covered the whole entire area, but when it starts ripping and breaking, having small holes, that's not a problem. That means, again, to be clear, sometimes people put in some silver oil, they'll cover the whole entire area of the crack pot. That's a mistake. The word Mishmur is Kolo Gecholim. Maybe the Evet, or Stroll, they're going, like, Chile have to cover the whole entire area over here. But the rips, the cracks over here, it's not exactly perfect. That's Mistake to the Maisel. We'll discuss the Klal of Goruf and Kotum right now. Now, the second thing Rashi said over here is that you have to be the case over here of the Tananin, that it cools it down. Now, true, Rashi going the case of being Moisef Hevel, said the Tananin, but the Torah was not going Moisef Hevel, no Tasius, his words are the Might Chaimon. The words that Mechaber says the same word, the idea of to be Kotum it is to Might the Chaimon, take away the heat. And there's a shiloh, what does that mean? Is that the Siba, or that the Simen? That means you can argue, say, to take away the heat, you have to go do that, and that creates the heck over here. Well, no, that's showing what's happening over here, but the heck is the main yesoid. Let's say it does not take away the heat, the mice, that's enough. That means you look in the pre-show on the words of the Torah. He says the yesoid over here is not mitzvah ma'at v'chaim. That's the gila das to make the hecker. That means the yesoid of to be covered with ashes, agam, it takes away the heat, but that's not the point. The point is to make a hecker. Which leads to the question, do our blechs have to be ma'at v'chaim? That's ma'at v'chaim. Those who want taino, and the newest simple bottom is being down, he wants to go this way, avadim ma'at v'chaim, he goes to Shlomo Zalman this way, this is a chadish this way, has to be ma'at v'chaim. And then they get involved with, is that true, that our soulful is in ma'at v'chaim or not? Maybe the soulful will not work, it's not ma'at v'chaim, soulful is the conduct over here, not that simple. Asad HaShani of Boza says, the pshitas and the stevens of Boza is not the way. The said to be inside the sugi of Hecker, and you do not need to oppose with ma'at v'chaim. What's a locha? You just need to show my sin off. Again, in those days, the Messias was in my tachoim. Lost the mechaber. That's what happened. But that's not the yisoid. The yisoid is hecker. That means it comes out the yisoid of Rashi, the tzananon. The question is, do we need that papoil or not?
In Rashi, it's not the goal to say that.
What?
In Rashi, it's
a little bit harder. Because Rashi is talking about Moshe Pevel.
But
on the Torah, at least. Maybe that is the hecker. That's not Chazal said
off.
Maybe that's the question. That Ravon says yes, I'll say, but that's not what they say. The word of Ma'at V'chaim. Maybe that's the hecker. That's the Gila Das. That's the Mesirach Das, not Makbid of Flame. Which really brings in the Gera to our blech over here. Was definitely Gera of Garif or Kotum. That means we don't do the act usually of Garif, but we do another act of Kotum. We don't take out the coals, and we don't put ashes on top of it. What we usually do, we have something called a Pas Mateches, we have a metal sheet, we have something called silver foil. That's our things. So the Gera to us, is that nichol again of garfa kotum? So first, to get the pach mateches melashit again, we'll get back to in sif gimel machlokes where chanish wants to be machman, others want to be megal. We get to silver foil. Silver foil, there are different ones in the market. The standard one is a thin piece of silver foil that a person aluminum dock that a person wants to put inside their hot plate on top of the hot plate, or they want to put it inside the crackpot. Question: does that work as garfa kotum? Skamlum. The Svarim have four reasons why to be machmer, why it does not work. One is Kamlum v'Debitzina and Shuvah, he ends off this way, and Rabbi Yashu says, why do people put silver foil on top of their blech, on top of their hot plate? To keep it clean. That means you go to Gemach and you borrow a hot plate. They'll tell you, put silver foil on top of it. Whether you do it during the week or on Shabbos or Yom Tov won't make a difference. Why keep it clean? So where's the hecker? My see you don't get to keep it clean over here. That's Aleph. Hey, second story is the Matzina wants time that the silver foil burns out. It's not there anymore. Not sure what the Matzina is, what that is. Yish Lotum. A third idea, come along the Shlomo Zalman that says you can't use it, thin silver foil, because it's not Mamayit Nechoim. Practically, it's a conductor, it doesn't stop the heat from coming through. It's not Mamayit Nechoim over here. A fourth reason, the Vignav HaMiyashim, he, at least the Shittas and other sugyas, he also means very thin, very dark, in my Maoshes. Has no Kshivas to it. Bottle to the thing underneath it is no problem. It's bottled to the thing underneath it and it doesn't count. So there are four stories that discuss why thin silver foil a mice person cannot use. The even with simple bottom in the new prints, you come along with the asset, and the old prints did not say that way. New prints, you come along with the asset, and the words are very clear. However thick he says you can use, or if he says you do it numerous times, then you can do it. He discusses the asset with the signal with the anocha, it's not mice behind. It says if it's thick, and when it says thick, I'm not sure what it means, the thick that you sell on Pesach, that thick stuff you use in the counter, or maybe thick means something else. I'm not sure what thick means. They said it has to be something that the standard thing that Ilum uses, thin silver foil, the mice does not work over here. Go to Berkowitz, he says the same thing over here, it has to be something that's thick over here, multiple sheets over here. Whatever the klal is, whatever you need, if it's a two setting over here, or a crack plus two settings, whatever the klal are, whatever you need it, does it work?
Why
are you
talking about
Shehira?
Maybe
to
Mechazar?
Any case, we'll get to.
Why do you need it?
No, if you do not, in a crackpot, you might need it. Right? Or a hot plate has two settings.
A hot plate has not two settings. One setting.
It's a crackpot, and one setting you won't need anyway. But in a case where you need it, does this work as Garf or Kotum? So, come on, the newest form, right now, Reish form, say, a thin, we'll get to Mechazar, a thin thing over here. My sense does not work over here.
What two layers?
It seems the way it says, it says number of times. See, one time then it's Ma'isa Choyv. Asal HaShayni, or Lucian, and of Scharnberg, and of Eider, and of Osner, and of Skirelis, and of Ribiak, they come over one time. As long as you have the heck over here and snicker, you can argue the point if you want to keep it clean or not. Otherwise, the idea of Ma'isa Choyim, that's only as the Simon Shavoy. It's the Eki Yisrael over here inside the idea of Hecker. And therefore, Ma'isa should work. Should not be a problem over here. So, and therefore, there are those who disagree. I mean, you look around the Svarim, today's Svarim, you can be a Mavucha, if thin Simon for the Ma'isa works, it's going to help over here. Nochen Eitzah, what's maybe Nichol and Garfa Kotum? Was asked beforehand, because maybe an Eitzah is, let's say, a crackpot. You don't want to put thick silver inside numerous times. The person put it on the highest, and then there's no bayah Hashem Yichato. He's not stoked to make it higher because he can't get higher. Cain, the idea that one setting of mice is more than not Shach Hashem Yichato, can I make the kinto and make it on the highest? The answer is question to Moshe. Moshe gets involved, maybe even tell the sugar of Loi Plug, because the utensil is Shach Yichat Chitoy. A God not the situation. But he says, maybe you lower it and then make it higher. So in Nichol, get him Shem Yechato. And then when it's from Mingan, Shlomo Zalman, and Menil Mezilber, and the Shonim, and Chaim, and others, they come only Aser, you do not have the Heter putting on the highest. A God that is or Latina wants to disagree, not Shaykh that way. But making this from Kamal Masay, that's not Nichol and the Heter of Gar Fakotim. Noch and Eitim, Neget us was Gar Fakotim. And it's just covering knobs. Now, negate covering knobs, there are two questions over here. Number one, when you cover the knobs, do you need to cover the heating source? Do you need a pach matechas? And number two, when you have a pach matechas, you cover the heating source, do you need to cover the knobs? Two separate questions over here. So first, let's say a person... So let's say a person... That's something else, talk about it. But let's say a person, he covers the knobs. So he does cover the knobs. That means there's no way of stoking it. There's a hecker on the knob itself. The person now need to cover the heating element. He need to make a blech over here. So the big down from the Chaznish and the Baron Kotler, they want to know the whole issue is Shem Yichato. A Maisa, there's no Shem Yichato, have a heck over here. Therefore, a boss wants to know the whole Yavah Eitzel of just covering the knobs. So the question was asked to Moshe, and Moshe's Chazal say, cover the heating element. It's true, you might get another way around it by reminding you, but you can't make up your own attire. You can't put up a sign on the wall and say, oh, don't touch the flame over here. Because I'll say, what is the hecker? Covering the heating element. Therefore, you have to cover the place where the food is being placed upon and not the knobs. It's not enough to cover the knobs. And Shlomo Zalman goes this way. Tain is the ikar Chazal Mustakin to go over here, the heating element. Therefore, the Ashim, Rav Sharman, or Litzian, and most from Kamal to say you have to cover the heating element. A Gamma Simple Bunner brings it down and says, yes, we pass this way, but Binyevin, if you forgot to, or you have no option, Echnami, Yeshami Lismarch on the knobs. There are those who say, covering the knobs, the mice is enough. Yeshami Lismarch, but Vadlach Hatchil to be Machmer, you have to cover the heating element. Now, Sanashani, a person covers the heating element, do you have to cover the knobs over here? How do you stoke it today? We don't stoke it by the heating element, we stoke it by the knobs. So maybe it's not the concept of Chazal, we have to cover the knobs over here. So Maisa, if you look around, Shlomo Zalman was this question, he says you have no right to mechadish your own gzeris. Chazal said the heating element, and therefore in Yerushalayim, Shlomo Zalman said no problem. They went down, Fisher says, do not have to cover the knobs. You went to Orlatini Yerushalayim, do not have to. The Ashram Yerushalayim says you don't have to. Or Chashabi says, Maisa, you don't have to. Now those, Yerushalayim, say Maisa, you don't have to. I said Hashani, that we've seen in Borough Park. He says, Rabin Toyin Bedover, concern your deal over here. Maisa, how do you stoke things? You stoke it by the knob. A body had to go cover the knob. They went to a Moshe and they asked him this question. He said, Apisvar Shvoy, your right should cover the knobs. However, since we already was doing the idea that maybe our utensils do not need to be garfed or cut at all, therefore, Lechatchila, you should cover it. However, in Limchot be Makilim, Yishloka Mushas et Chak, and therefore the way how it's brought down by the English forum, whether of Eider, or Raphael, or of Ribiat, or of Simcha Bonim, all four say the same words, it's proper, it's preferable, the correct thing is to go do is to cover the knob. It's not that you have to, it's proper that way. So it comes down, interesting, that among Klai Yisrael, there's two unhoggis. Yerushalayim, make up your own gzeru here, just cover the flame. In Chutz La'aretz, America, you should cover the knobs. If you look around how they sell the Bach Matechas, if anyone has one, they seem to sell it two different ways. In America, they sell it with an L shape. Covers and knobs. Some of them have both options, but they have the one that goes straight, that doesn't cover the knobs. But she tells us, why cover the knobs for? They have now sometimes the one that covers the knobs, where they have those screws that open and pick up and down over here. But in America, you cover the knobs. Ramosha says it's proper, preferable. The Bessina and Barapak says you have to. The Rabbi told you, Maisa, you should lie. Fine, it's a nice idea. Those Americans have these scummers over here. But Maisa, why go do it for? So they sell the ones that are straight over here. Who is the Shitosai? Maisa, Nigatu. Today, most people don't use a Bachmatechas, but Nigatu, you're a crackpots. That means people will get involved with crackpots, how to go use it practically over here. But the question is, do you have to cover the knob? People will cover their heating elements. Some people will get involved with, they'll put silver on the knob. Others will take off the knob. The question is, you should really deal with the knob that's the correct anhugo, according to the Moshe and numerous Baiskim. Now, in the act of Garaf HaKotam,
come up without covering the
no, do both. Moshe says, do both. You have to cover the heating element. You have to cover that. The oid is proper, to Moshe, to also cover the knob. So we'll get to sort of talk about it. The last place we want to say is better than the situation of Garaf HaKotam. That means when a person seals up the oven, maybe take off the knob and sealing off the oven. By the way, you take off the knob, you lose the knob. Not worth it sometimes. Every Shabbos, you have to take a plier and twist it, then you have out. If I do it every Shabbos with a plier, now I lost the mind of talking about it. It's a cheap question. Now, in the Garaf HaKotam, the Gemara brings down the idea of Kotma of Hovara. That means something that was covered up, then the flames came out. Nice that the Gemara is Mekel. Mentioned before, in the that you've shot, that means a case over here of only after Mavush called Tarkai, or even a case of Michael Bendesoi. Nice that the Mishmu, the Makavam, Asas, and the Kul over here, they come along and they bring down the Locha, Kotma of Hovara, Mice is Mutter. And even the case of Michael Bendesoi. Now they do point out, a Locha is not brought down by the Rif. Not by the Rambam, not by the Torah, not by the Shulchan Aruch. They left out the Gemara's head to black and white. Nevim Neishua says, we do not pass like this. We argue on this halacha. People are going to be down there, this Neishua. Maisa the Mishmur Magavam passing like this head over here, that something was covered, and then the flame came out afterwards, the Maisa's motor. So let's be a little more practical over here. In the case over here, when a person, he has a silverfall, a top of covers the whole entire heating element inside this crack pot. Cover the whole entire thing. On Shabbos, you take out part of it, some of it falls apart. But Maisa is covered, but not fully now. You said you have to cover the whole entire heating element. I point out, that's Hovara. That's Mamasha case where it was covered. Then the flames broke through. Large areas that are open over here with the flame. Some of it's still covered. Maisa is water. That means if your silverfall fell apart in your crackpot on Shabbos, will be nichlehetta of Kotma. But let's say the whole entire thing falls out, you still fall. Or let's say your pach mateches, your blech, the whole entire thing fell off, and now I have an open flame over here. Can I go do a case of she over here? Let's cut over hovero. Then the Isra Moshe, Moshe says the side of here is I see the ashes, not all the ashes. It broke through. The hecker is still there. It gets has hecker. Then the mice is mutter. It's not nikkur klal. Where's the Giladais? Who's the heck over here? Avada, the loch is, yeah, put your blech back. And the loch will see that person is not put his blech on Shabbos, but pass this way. And if your blech fell off, the mice you put it back. Your silver fell off, the mice you can't put it back. Again, Shalom Zalman, what's the factor? I can say, no, it fell off, the mice is mutter, cut move over. He has it sound that way. The mice is swam, seems to be more like a Moshe on a Leanship, that cut move over, the same means that there's at least a heck of sass over here. Now, the idea of Garaf HaKotam is that we have a signal of heck over here. That means whether you have a case over here of your stovetop and you have blech over here, whether you have a hot plate, all these cases are to remind you, two settings, to remind you, don't touch it. Let's say a person on his stovetop, he put the blech down. On his crackpot, there's two settings, or his hot plate, and he put a silverfall over there down. thick silverfoil, or thin silverfoil, each one onto his own. After you put it down, you change the settings. You change it. Change the fire. So the whole point of this heker is to tell you, don't touch the fire. You might see you touch the fire now. You played with it. You changed it. You made it higher. Made it lower, then higher.
Shabbos?
Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos. Person, let's say my parents, they used to have it blessed over there. They cover there. They saw the flame on the children's very high. My father was an L shape. You put your hand inside, and you turn it, and you made it lower. Or it's too low, you turn it, made it higher. Then you took your hand out. Does a black work? The whole you said over here is to tell you don't touch it, and you touched it. So Elmai, maybe you have to do the black after I'm not touching the fire anymore. Put the black down. I'm not touching the fire. That's the black come to tell you don't touch the fire. So come along with Shlomo Zalman and says, even though you time for the single cup of the Havra, the flame came out, it'll be more to make it higher. That's only when it happened by itself. But let's say it got higher because you touched it. It will not have that cup of a Havra, and therefore the blech would not work. Shlomo Zalman says, Shmir Shabbos, mice the blech would not work. They bring down from Liashu. Liashu says, someone leaves inside a crackpot from week to week the silverfoil, which sounds Shia, does not work. Why? You plugged it in and you put it on after the silverfoil was there already. What are you doing over here? The point is, don't affect the flame. And you are. You're putting you're connecting over here. You're hot plate. You have your silverfoil there. You plug it in. You might see you put the flame there after the heku was there. Therefore, Rav Nevitzel and Rav Ribiak have a simple bottom in the new prints. You come along and says, Aloch is a person cannot touch the flame after you put the blech there. And if he did, the mice does not work. Sad Hashemi, the Issachar Shlomo Zalman, why in the Malum and Shmir Shabbos and Chotzer, they write Beloshen Efsher? Why not Vada? Vada can't touch it. You know why? They tell me B'Shem HaMoshe that Moshe is Michael. I want to go against Moshe. Mice, I don't know anywhere where this Moshe is. Don't know where this Moshe is. They some Chag Gnievsky, and Mice, he wants to be Michael, saved by Sharm, and that time is, the heker is to remind me not to touch. When? When I look at the other heker, there's Shabbos, I can't touch. Come Shabbos, and Mice, I won't touch over here. Mice, look around most of them today, the Mice are Machmer. And the Meiser, again, from the bottom, and the Ribiak, the Skechuvas, they come over to Shabbos, the Berkowitz, they tell you cannot touch the flame after the Meiser, you put the black there. That's with the silverfoil there. They hold the Meiser's altar. However, you do have the Olam is going to be Mechel. And the question is, why that's so? Why? So, you could say, maybe we want to disagree with it. Come, you don't know why that's so. You can argue, we can't. Come along, maybe not from a filter. 2 points. Number one, the Gerta Garfa caught in the Sugi of Shia and the Gerta Sugi of Chazara. The Gerta Shia, he said, Echanam is the ice in the Taino. Chazara, the reason why the Garfa caught is to have Mexican Mavashal. When you have a black there or a silver, there's not Mexican Mavashal. What time are all the Machmim being Machmim only by Shia and not by Chazara? That'll take care of this concept to get to Chazara. I negate the Shia. He said, negate the Shia. Command always to willim yafud er Shabbos is Michael ben Nisai. You won't have a case. Usually, that's not Michael ben Nisai. I have a chumah that must be machmer. Mishpura says only mutz yeshoygim to be achosh the chachamim. I got many klayisol like Shemanya. To take on many klayisol and also take on this chumah and that klayisol as a many klayisol and leave it as is. So Beth Rafelda says, why Kleisel seem to be making not worry about the Shlomo Zalman's idea of the Yashva there of Nevitzal Numas from to Machmer? Can the Gerta Shia in general we have a het of Chananya? The Ger Chazor the Chumra doesn't apply, and we leave it as is. That's what seems to mean that over why the Mice seem to be Mechel.
You have to take it all the way off? Be the Machmerim?
Take it all the way off and do what?
The blech. Take it off and put it back on?
Yeah, that's right.
How about to shake it like a sukkah? It's not enough to
shake it. So the Chur, I think it will work. You pick it up, put it down, I think it'll be fine also. You have to know how much by sukkah also. By silver, by shamai, four tvachim, three tvachim. Depends how much the space you have.
Move it sideways and back.
I think that's enough. I think so. Now, some ideas to get to Gorf and Kotim, Kolius. First, obviously, let's say something came Gorf and Kotim. Kotim got covered by itself. Is that Gorf and Kotim? Got covered? No. The pach fell down from the top, on top of the flame over here. So, whether, even though the heck is here, coming to the Shwasiyat's talk, as far as. Those show that they're not being Messiah Das. Therefore, Garfa Kotim by itself, the Mice does not work. However, the Isra Yashiv, let's say you make a shliach, you tell a katan, tell a guy to go cover it, the Chura might say he's doing it for you. That does work. Now the question here is, can I do an act of Gerf and Kotum for another person without me being a shliach? That means I make the heker, I'm Misiach Das, I'm Gili Daitoi, and it's my wife who cooks. And she didn't tell me to go do it. So the strong point out, we don't see anywhere the one who's dealing with the food, they're the one who has to put the black down. Let's say three people deal with the food. Don't see everyone has to put on their own black. One black, two blacks, three blacks, make a shliach over here. No din over here. A little bit is done. Shlomo Zalman says it's clear why that's so. It's clear how that works exactly. But once a person puts down a blech and there's a heck in there, the mice, that's enough. The only question is, they discuss really two cases. One is, let's say a person knows halacha, you have to put down a blech. Why? Because we have to put down a blech, because that's what I learned in Beis Yaakov. That's why. Well, they tell me, it's not Shabbos, I have to put it down. Therefore, I can't. I don't know how these things work. Chazal tell me it's a heck, I don't know. Masiach Das. Chazal tell me. So it's an interesting question. If you do not know how things work, the Issa will be asking this question. So as long as you know you're doing Mistak in the Kiyum, it's on Shabbos, that Lamais is enough. Right, that's a simple case. But Lamais, I went around over the past 10 to 15 years, Iski Noshim, why exactly do you have a Pach Mateches? I assume everyone here knows Pach Mateches is a metal sheet that's straight across. A lot of people in the Chabur told me they never saw one. Fine, today most people have a hot plate, a crack pot, and that's it in the oven. But I assume people do know what a Pach Mateches is, a metal sheet. So I went over to the Ishan Isser. I said, why do you have a metal sheet for? Why would you have a Pach Mateches for? They told me, well, it's very simple. You have a stovetop. There are four burners over there. You don't want to have all four going on Shabbos. So you have one burner go, put a Pach Mateches on top of it, and it spreads out the heat, and it's easy to go cook. So I asked her, you know, do you have a Pach Mateches? She said, yeah, I do have one. She said, what do you use it for? For sure, it's for Yontif. I only want to have one flame over here. So that's what she really does it for. And over the years, I've asked Noshim, again, today most people don't have it, but when they use it, they know about it. What's it for? I don't want four flames, it's too hot in the house over here. I want one flame, and I want to be put on top of it to go spit out the heat over here. If that's so, people who will likely have generators, they might say they know what a Pach Mateches is, because then gas is very expensive. But it's cheaper than running a chashmal. Otherwise, a lot of people here don't know. And today, if they have a Pach Mateches, it might still work. Again, I've asked Isha after Isha after Isha, and only the old generation, right, me, my father, and anyone else that age, we have seen it, we grew up with it, we know what it is. That's definitely get a hacker. Today, anyone less than 30, they heard about the concept, you know, the what's the phone attached to a wall with a wire over here. Fine, there was a concept of a beeper. What's a beeper? Right, there's a concept people don't know. So they come to Pach Mateches. So you show a person, what's it for? They have it in the house, maybe for Yontif. Echonami, if they use it as Garfu Kotum, the Isra Yashiv, it won't work. It's like, if you put it down for Yontif, and it happened to be there for Shabbos, they put it one flavor for Shabbos, it's proud they eat. Would it be Garfu Kotum? It is Garfu Kotum. Would it work as Garfu Kotum? No, it would not work as Garfu Kotum. The study of the being Hekar Mitzad, Hilchot Shabbos is not there. You don't have to know how it works. If you know what's the Mitzad Hilchot Shabbos, that's Peseder. We think it's not the Hilchot Shabbos, the Mitzad spreads out the heat, it's easy to cook a bunch of things over here. Lechura, the whole idea of Garfu Kotum Maisa will not help. So I mentioned next time, we might have one more point to Garfu Kotum before we get to the other Terim. Is does Garfu Kotum work on something that's less than Michael Ben Desai? And then afterwards, we might have the other Terim. Fuck around.